Austin. Hello and welcome to another edition of Sound Check, Radio Prague's Czech language course in which you can learn a new idiom or two through song lyrics. Today we'll be listening to a tune by legendary singer-songwriter Karel Plíhal called O písničce, in English About a Song. The phrase to listen out for comes at the start of the second verse and goes Vyspala se do růžova.
Vyspala se do růžova, potom básník z něho káty vyměl všechna hloupá slova.
Vyspat se do růžova means to have a good night's sleep. Literally, vyspat se do růžova translates as to sleep until pink or to sleep until rosy. The adjective růžový meaning both pink and rose, as in the flower, in Czech. I suppose a botanical equivalent to vyspat se do růžova in English would be to sleep like a log. When Karel Plíhal uses the phrase in O písničce, he sings Vyspala se do růžova, meaning she slept soundly. The mystery woman who slept so well is not in fact a woman at all, but the song that Plíhal's singing about. Písnička, or song, is feminine in Czech. Have another listen.
Vyspala se do růžova, potom básník z něho káty vyměl všechna hloupá slova.
Vyspat se do růžova probably alludes to the nice rosy colour of your cheeks after a good night's sleep more than anything else. But speaking of roses and sleeping quarters, there's another Czech idiom that you should know. If someone has it easy in this country, then he or she má na růžích ustlano. Mít na růžích ustlano translates more or less as to have one's bed made on roses. Interestingly, you use the corresponding phrase bed of roses in English, but most often in the negative, to mean the exact opposite. Learning Czech may be no bed of roses, but once you do, you'll mít na růžích ustlano here in Prague.
Vyspal se do růžova, potom básník z něho káty vyměl všechna hloupá slova. Zakoduji ušil šaty, potom jim psal na procházku.
And a quick bit of fairy tale before I go. Sleeping Beauty is not known as Sleeping Beauty in this country, but as Šípková růženka instead. Šípková růženka means briar rose in translation. It's a bit of the fairy tale that I always forget, but our sleepy heroine is enclosed in her slumber by a thicket of dog roses, which obviously play a much more important role in the Czech version of the tale. But I hope that you're not dozing off with all of this talk of sleep, and stick with the Czech learning because, as they say in this country, trpělivost růže přináší, patience reaps roses. But for now, that's all. So, nashledanou, goodbye.
Vyspal se do růžova, potom básník z něho káty vyměl všechna hloupá slova. Zakoduji ušil šaty, potom jim vzal na procházku, aby lépe zvykla si na svět, který mění masku. Stejně jako počasí, dováděla jako štěně, veselstně a rozjíveně v lidských duších, jako v jarních zahradách, prohrabala všechny kouty, zaštěkala na mrzouty a mladým starcům zase teklo mlíko po bradách.